الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعدها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: حسين مني وأنا من حسين، أحب الله من أحب حسينا. صلوات. Tabrik and congratulations to all of you on this great occasion as we are celebrating the birth of our third Imam, and congratulations to all the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat on this occasion which is the time where the Holy Prophet and Amir al-Mu'mineen and Hazrat Zahra Salamullahi alayhim wa ala alihim ajma'een are happy. And because the time is really short, before I start to say just few words, I would certainly like to request you to please recite one Surah Al-Fatiha for the marhumin of all those sisters who had worked hard for decorating this center. And one Surah Al-Fatiha for the marhumin of those sisters who have brought the food today for the sake of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. When the Holy Prophet says that Hussain is from me and I am from Hussain, this hadith clarifies the point that the Risalat of Rasulullah gains its life after the departure of Rasulullah. The Risalat of the Rasul gains its life from the walayat and imamat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So the entire message and the sacrifice that the Prophet did for the sake of Islam and Allah survived because of Imam Hussain's walayat. And he is the secret and rams for the survival of Islam. And he is the one for whom Ibn Shahr Ashob rahmatullah alayh has narrated that Imam Hussain alayhi salam sucked the thumb of Rasulullah for 40 days and nights. And because of him sucking the thumb of Rasulullah for 40 days and nights, Ibn Shahr Ashob rahmatullah alayh says in his Manaqib that this is the reason why the silsila of imamat, the series of the imams, are from the nasl of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the means of survival for the risalat of Rasulullah. Once the history says Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha brought his two children, his two sons, in front of Rasulullah, and she said, "Give some gift to my children." And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Amma al-Hasan, فَلَهُ حَيْبَتِي وَسُؤْدَدِي. As far as Hasan goes, he will have my haybat and siyadat. And as far as Hussein goes, he will have my shuja'at and jood. And this is exactly what fine. Well, that doesn't mean that Imam Hasan doesn't have the shuja'at or something. But these are some of the very significant attributes in their person. Imam Hasan played a significant role in the Battle of Jamal. He is the one who broke the siege of that evil, incident of riding that camel, and where Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah could not break the siege, not just that, but couldn't even move forward consistently, and he came back until he found that Imam Ali put his hand over the shoulder of Muhammad ibn al-Hanafiyyah and said, "Adrakatka irqum min ummik." That means one nerve of your mom has reached you. That means this kind of behavior, lack of shuja'at that you displayed, is not from my side, this is from your mom's side. So then Imam Ali gave the alam to Imam Hasan and he broke the siege and he reached up till that camel. And that's where the battle ended. And likewise, Imam Hussain alayhi salam's shuja'at can also be seen in the event of Siffin, where Muawiyah's army, when they grabbed the hold of the river and they didn't allow Imam Ali's army to drink water, which is un-Islamic and inhumane, and that's where Imam Hussain alayhi salam was the one who played the significant role in breaking the siege of water. And Imam Ali had expressed this matter, the hadha, in an awwalu fathin bi barakatil Hussain. This is the first victory with the barakat of Hussain. So Imam Hussain is the madhar of the shuja'at of Rasulullah and the madhar of the jood and karam. See, there is a difference between sakha and jood in Islam. As-sakhiyu alladhi ya'kulu wa yu'ti. Sakhi is defined as the person who eats himself, plus he gives it to others. As-sakhi alladhi ya'kulu wa yu'ti. Wal-jawad alladhi la ya'kulu wa yu'ti. Wal-kareem alladhi la ya'kulu wa yu'ti. Whereas a kareem person is the one who doesn't eat, doesn't care about eating himself, but still he gives to others. So this is about Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He doesn't care about himself, but he's ready to give it to others. These are the things that make Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam so great. So one of the servants of Imam Hussain, this female servant, she gives a gift to Imam Hussain, a flower. The narration says, Muhaddis Qummi has narrated that this servant gifted a flower to Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and Imam Hussain set her free. And some of the people said to Imam Hussain, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, she just gave you a flower, and that's not an extra something valuable or something, you know. In other words, Imam Hussain said that Allah says in the Holy Quran, إِذَا حُيِّتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. When you are given a gift, then you respond back with something better, with something better than that, or you return it with the similar thing. So this is the way Imam Hussain alayhi salam is returning it in a better way, so he sets her free. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the Shafi'ul Ummat. How Hadithul Kisa has clearly defined that, Shafi'a Ummati, that's what the Prophet says. And according to that statement of Ayatullah al-Uzma Bahjat, where he says about Hadith al-Qasa, that we don't know, we don't have any clue that the Prophet had ever said that statement before, the Hadith al-Qasa informs us. So basically, this is the first place where we learn the fact that Imam Hussain alayhi salam is the Shafi'ul Ummat. Well, it's not a matter of surprise. If Imam Hussain is the Shafi', the one who is going to do the intercession for the entire ummah of Rasulullah. But when the hadith is narrated by some of those scholars that on the day of judgment, Rasulullah is going to ask his daughter, what have you arranged? In other words, what did you arrange for the shafa'at of the ummah? And Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha, will reply back, kafana lishafa'ati yadani مقطوعتان لولدي العباس. That it's enough for the shafa'at for us, the two hands, the two cut off hands of my son Abbas. So even the two hands of Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam are enough for the shafa'at with the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So Imam Hussein is very high, because he has everything of his for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before I end my speech, we are almost getting close to the time of Adhan. Before I end my speech, in order to join the qafila of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the prerequisite for joining is keeping away from dunya. Because all those people who have been gathered in Karbala to kill the son of the Prophet, Imam Hussein did everything to make sure the Itmam al-Hujjat is done. So nobody can say on the Day of Judgment, I did not recognize this is Hussein, son of Rasulullah. Everybody recognized, but they are still ready to kill. Why? Because of حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا النَّاسُ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. People are the slaves of dunya, and religion is a lip service. That's exactly how we find today that some people are practicing Islam as a matter of convenience for them, as much as it is convenient for them, as long as it is convenient for them. Some of the Islamic centers are now converted into a place of protecting our dunya and our interests of dunya and our relations with kuffar. So some of the centers are like public opinion clubs for protection of dunya. Instead of calling it the Baytullah, a house of Allah, a masjid, a mosque, a Husayniyah, an Imam Bara, let's better call it a public opinion club for the protection of dunya and its interests and the relations with kufr and zulm. So this is nothing new. That's exactly what was the situation at the time of Muslim ibn Aqil. When the Tariq al-Tabari, this famous Sunni historian, says there were 30 people, 30 only, in the Maghribain, in the time of the Maghrib prayers, praying behind Muslim ibn Aqil as he enters into the Darul Amara, the royal compound of Ibn Ziyad, and he turned around and takes a U-turn, he has to have a look behind him, there is nobody to follow him. So it's about dunya, annas abidu dunya. And Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, whose birth is tomorrow, and I will end my speech here on this riwayat, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is the rawi of this hadith, that my dad, whenever he used to stop at any station during his travel to Iraq, which I'm paraphrasing the hadith in my own words, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, my dad, whenever he used to stop at any station during his travel towards Iraq, he used to recall Yahya ibn Zakariya, that means Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. And he used to say, Inna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya, inna min hawani dunya. This is from the pasti and lowliness of dunya, that Inna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyin min baghaya bani Israel. This is enough to accept the lowliness of this dunya, for which some people are selling out their Islam and their Iman and their taqwa and faith and their values, and selling out the Iman in Ahlul Bayt for the sake of protecting this dunya and its temporary interests. Imam Sajjad says, every station of the travel of my dad towards Iraq, he used to say, Inna min hawani dunya. It's enough, in other words, it is enough for the lowliness of this dunya, that the head of Yahya, the son of Prophet Zakariya, was given as a gift to one of the Zaniya women among the Awahir of Bani Israel. Inna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyim min baghaya Bani Israel. That's the price of this dunya, for some people are dying out day and night, left and right, to protect their dunya. Dunya, dunya. You know, Maulana, we need to live here. We come here to live here. We also came here to live here. We didn't come here to die. But at what cost? At the cost of selling your faith? That's what some people are trying to do, you know, for protect their dunya. Because that's the rule of the thumb in their eyes. First, we need to protect our dunya and our lifestyle. Everything else from Islam and Quran and Ahlul Bayt comes later. Our relations with kufr comes first. So this is about Imam Hussain alayhi salam. As we are celebrating his milad, we must remember that love of dunya killed the love of Allah on Ashura. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to love Allah instead of loving this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to love Imam Hussein ibn Fatima alayhim as-salam instead of loving those kuffar and munafiqeen and nawasib and ahlul zulm wa shirk wal kufr wal nifaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to love all those who stand for the walayat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the path of our Islamic leaders, Samahatul Wali al-Faqih, our Maraji, our Ulama al-Rabbaniyin, our Shuhada and Siddiqeen and Saliheen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to become Ahlul Taqwa and Ahlul Rida and Ahlul Ma'rifa and Ahlul Yaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi al-Tahirin.